Good afternoon, Audio Boo Land. I thought I would just do another boo, outlining some of my thoughts as to why I said earlier this morning that blurb.com kicks Lulu's ass. And I firmly believe that. And I think if you're an indie writer and publisher, you should be taking a close look at blurb.com. And there are various reasons for that. Let's start with Lulu. If you go into the Lulu website, and I'll use them as an example because Lulu and CreateSpace and a few others, they all offer very similar services. If you go into the Lulu website and you log in, you're immediately confronted with, you know, loads and loads of services. You know, they'll offer to help you edit your book. They'll offer to, you know, get someone to design your cover. They'll offer, you know, they'll even arrange, you know, publicity for you and all kinds of stuff. And you actually take a close look at the prices of some of these services. You honestly have to be insane to pay some of those prices. But that's beside the point. My point is that they offer these services, in my opinion, not because they want to help indie authors and publishers, is because they want to just make money from them. And that left, certainly when I logged into the site and I was researching about how I wanted to publish 50 stories for Pakistan, that just really, I came away from the website with just such a bad taste in my mouth. I just thought, I just don't want to use these people. They're just out to make money from me and nothing else. They're not there to help me. So then I discovered blurb.com. And if you log into their website, when I first logged into their website, I signed up and I logged in because I wanted to check them out. What was a huge relief was that they don't offer any of those kind of services. The only thing that blurb.com does is offer to print your book in really, really high quality. In fact, the quality of the book that I received in the post last Monday, the first printed version or edition of 50 Stories for Pakistan, the quality of the paper, the quality of the binding, everything, the whole package, this book would not look out of place on any bookshelf anywhere in the world. It really was quite exceptional. You know, and I'm just talking about how the book was printed. The interior of the book and everything, which was actually typeset and designed by my wife, you know, that looked really, really brilliant. But that was also, you know, helped an awful lot by the fact that Blurb did a brilliant job in actually printing the book in the first, you know, in the second place, I guess, because it was designed first and then printed. So that's one reason, you know, the books that they actually produce are really, really high quality. And another reason is, you know, when you log into their website, I mean, they have a bookshop on their website. The books that they get produced through Blurb.com, you know, can be made available through their website, and you can make them available through your own website. But they don't offer any services like registering your book with Amazon and all that kind of stuff. You can't get an ISBN through blurb.com. You don't even need an ISBN to produce a book through blurb.com, to be honest. And it's a real relief, actually, to go into a service like that where the only thing that they want to do is print your book. And that is it. It is up to you to come to them with the highest quality book that you can make. And they will print it in the highest quality as well. And that, to me, demonstrates that they are a service that are just out to help indie authors and publishers. They're not there to offer all these fancy services where they just want to make money from you. If you write a kick-ass book and you typeset it and you get it made and you upload it to blurb.com, they will offer to print it. And then it is up to you to choose where you want to make it available. It's up to you to choose whether you want an ISBN. The choice is yours. Whereas, and that's an awful lot of freedom, I think. Whereas somewhere like Lulu.com and some of those other websites, you log in and you're locked in. Whereas with Blurb.com, you log in and you're free. You can do exactly what you want with your book. It is yours and it will always be yours. And that is why I think Blurb.com is a serious website that indie writers and authors should take a close look at. I think they're awesome. And they also have this program called Books for Good, which is what 50 Stories of Pakistan will be registered under, which means they will be donating money back to the cause. So check out the Books for Good on their website as well. All right, that's me. I'll see you later.